The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We're going to go to Mark in just a moment, but if you have not heard, a little over an hour ago, the Mars rover Perseverance landed safely and softly on the surface of Mars and has already begun to beam back some pictures of the surface, black and white, a little bit grainy. The high-resolution color pictures will be coming later. It's going to do a lot of research. It's going to rove around a very large crater. And I'm not sure when, but it's going to drop out of its belly a helicopter. Yeah, it's going to drop out a helicopter. Then the rover is going to move away. And hopefully, the helicopter is actually going to fly in the Martian atmosphere. A great deal of unknown about this. And a technological marvel. I don't think that's going to happen for a few days, but that's going to be fascinating and will certainly be a game changer if we learn that we can actually fly through the Martian atmosphere. Anyway, I'm going to be watching very carefully what's happening with Perseverance while understanding at the same time that the greatest reason for the entire mission is to validate a fairy tale, which is evolution. All right. Hey, we're going to go to the phones. And in this hour, first up is Mark in Columbus. Mark, you're up on Bob Burney Live. Welcome and thanks for calling.
Hey, Bob, can you hear me?
No, I can't hear you at all.
Oh, you're clever.
How are you, Mark?
Good. How are you doing?
I am well, thank you. I am well.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I'm kind of sad.
Why is that?
Well, it's my winter wonderland is coming to an end. I've really enjoyed this last month or so of winter weather. And
you know, there is therapy for people like you.
You should appreciate the diversity that God has created.
Well, that is absolutely true. That is absolutely true. I enjoy snow one day a year. Then yeah. Done, finished. I want spring. I want 75 degrees. I want snow on Christmas Eve, and then that's it. All right, you wanted to talk about the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, so, you know, we quit watching Hallmark and a while back because, well, they were getting kind of risque sometimes anyway. And then when we come to find out about the homosexual thing, we just said, well, I mean, that was one more nail in the coffin. So what we do watch, though, I want to tell everybody it's really good. It's Pure Flix. So Pure and then FLIX.
Yeah. How do you access Pure Flix, Mark?
Well, you can do the Roku and I don't know what else, but all those Roku is it? Anyway,
and Hulu and Halo and Hula and.
But what I do is I ran my HDMI cable from the computer under the fireplace and in the in the crawl space and up to my TV, and it works great. Stream it, you know, on the internet.
Yeah. Well, PureFlix has done some wonderful, wonderful movies. They really have. And I'm sure that they will continue to. And then you've got the Kendrick brothers putting out incredible movies, and they're going to continue to do that as well. And there are two or three fledgling Christian movie companies. And what's really exciting, Mark, is, you know, I grew up with Christian movies. We showed Christian movies at my church, but they were so bad. They were so hokey. The acting was so bad. The photography and the cinematography was so bad, but it was the only thing that was available. So you watched them. But today, the quality is just incredible. It really is.
It's gotten so much better. We really enjoy those movies on PureFlix. And I know what you're talking about, the Kendricks and Kevin Sorbo does a whole bunch of Christian movies, and he's in a lot of them. Then there's this guy, David A.R. White, He does some pretty good ones. Now, there was one that was kind of edgy. It was on PureFlix, but it was kind of edgy. It had some pretty serious violence, not a lot of gore or anything.
If I remember, he is associated with PureFlix.
With what is it again?
I believe you said A.R. White.
Yeah, David A.R. White.
Yeah, I believe he is associated with PureFlix, I think.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. But they get a bunch of really, you know, big name actors on there, too, sometimes. I mean, not a bunch, several.
What I've been concerned about, and yet it hasn't happened, particularly with the Kendricks brothers, their first three movies were such runaway successes. Nobody, and I mean nobody, predicted their success, their popularity, their box office appeal, and so forth. And I was very, very concerned that because of their success, they might water down the message. But they haven't. They haven't. They have not watered down the message at all. Every one of their movies that I have seen has presented the gospel in just an absolutely unmistakable way. So I am just so glad that they're there and they're putting out good stuff and that they are not compromising their message in order to become more popular.
Right. And now I must say, PureFlix, sometimes you'll get a movie that doesn't really put the message out there. They're clean, but they do pick some PG-type movies that don't.
Well, not every movie has to present the gospel.
Right.
You know, there's nothing wrong with just good, clean entertainment. Yeah. Unless the stated purpose is to present the gospel, then that's another thing. But anyway, hey, thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
All right. God bless. Thank you. Some of the But you know the amazing thing about the old Christian movies, and I'm talking about the 50s, the 60s, and even the early part of the 70s, the amazing thing, they were so bad, they were so poor, they were so corny, and yet God used them. I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember, but there was a movie called The Burning Hell. It was awful. I mean, the quality was terrible. It was cringeworthy. If you were to watch The Burning Hell today, you would just cringe at the poor quality of the acting, the poor quality of the editing, the poor quality of the graphics. It was absolutely terrible. And yet, thousands, and I mean thousands of people, gave their hearts to Christ because of that movie. Joy and I used it with youth groups way back in the 70s, and kids got saved. We used it with adults. People got saved. Churches all over America used that movie, The Burning Hell, but the hand of God was on it. And that's one thing we cannot forget. as we move into better quality with Christian entertainment and Christian movies and so forth, I am grateful for the improvement in quality. But if the hand of God is not on it, it may be quality, but it's worthless. You must have the hand of God on it.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Joy and I were talking with some dear friends at lunch today, and they shared the sentiment that I have expressed on numerous occasions on this program concerning the last election. And that sentiment is this: I fully understand why Christians could come to the conclusion that they could not vote for Donald Trump in this last presidential election. I don't agree with it. I think Donald Trump did an incredible job as president. Is he a man with faults and failures? Yes. Is he a man with feet of clay? Yes. Did he do some bad things? Yes, he did. But he accomplished more for biblical marriage, life, conservative principles, and America's relationship with the rest of the world. He accomplished more than probably any president in recent history. And I think that's true. However, he has serious character flaws. There is no doubt about it. So, if a person came to me and said, I can't vote for Trump. I'm a Christian. I believe the Bible. I don't believe that he abides by biblical principles. I believe that character matters. Therefore, I simply cannot vote for Donald Trump. My response would be, well, you know what? I've come to a different conclusion, but I understand. I understand. But here is what I do not understand. I do not understand how anyone who says that they believe the Bible, follow God, love Jesus, and even love America, I do not understand how they could have voted for Joe Biden. I don't understand it. And now that he's been president for a month, I don't understand it even more. Listen to this. New research from the Barna folks indicate, you ready for this? People who voted for Joe Biden are 60% less likely to have a biblical worldview. This is a post-election research done by the Barna Group. The survey was initiated by the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. They examined 81 million Americans. This was a major study. 81 million Americans who voted for Joe Biden. As a result, they found that a majority of his supporters were least likely to have a biblical worldview. And I quote, "The survey, which was conducted by veteran researcher Dr. George Barna, found that Biden's base of supporters are 60% less likely to hold a biblical worldview." Now, how is that possible? Because the left in America has abandoned a biblical worldview. The left in America long ago left any kind of biblical worldview or a worldview espoused by our founding fathers. A long time ago. Meanwhile, going back to the report, meanwhile, nearly two-thirds, 65% of Biden voters are professing Christians. Now, here's the reason I bring this up, the disconnect. people on one hand who say, I am a Christian. But when asked, when questioned about their worldview, they say that they're a Christian, but their worldview is decidedly a non-Christian worldview. The study goes on. Additionally, 30% of Biden supporters are less likely to believe the Bible is true, while 75%, get this, 75% of the people surveyed, and we're talking 81 million, 75% of the people who voted for Joe Biden rejected the idea of absolute moral truth. Quote, identifying moral truth is up to each individual. There are no moral absolutes that apply to everyone all the time. 75% of Biden's supporters identify with this. Identifying moral truth is up to each individual. There are no moral absolutes that apply to everyone all the time. Similarly, 75% of Joe Biden's base do not hold the Bible as their most trusted source of moral guidance. Instead, the overwhelming majority choose to rely on, quote, feelings, experiences, friends, and family. And here's where the rubber meets the road. 56% say that they are Christians. No. 65% of Biden voters profess to be Christians, but only 15% said that they were born again. 15% of Joe Biden's supporters identified as being born again. 65% said, yeah, I'm a Christian, but only 15% identified as being born again. 72% of Biden voters believe that a person who is generally good or does enough good things for others will earn a place in heaven. 68% of Biden supporters believe that the Holy Spirit is not a living being, but is just a symbol of God's presence. 63% of Biden supporters do not believe that God is the all-powerful, all-knowing, perfect, and just creator of the universe who rules the universe today. Conclusion? The overwhelming majority of those who voted for Joe Biden reject clear, simple, plain, biblical truth. And you know what? That does not surprise me in the least. I'll repeat it. If a Christian says, I just could not vote for Donald Trump, don't agree, but I understand. I get that. I do not understand how a Bible-believing Christian could possibly support the agenda of the liberal left in America today. Don't get it.